From fountains and colorful pastries to candies, cupcakes, and ice cream, everything at the Chocolate Lovers Festival in Old Town Fairfax, Virginia, is made of chocolate.
Oh, unbelievable. This dark chocolate? So good.
Yeah, yummy. Okay, you like it?
Children and adults alike indulged in chocolate overload.
I love the variety. I think we've just started. We've got the chocolate fountain. We had some chocolate dipped marshmallows downstairs. We haven't had the ice cream yet. So we'll continue.
Let's play chocolate.
The two-day festival, held on a weekend before Valentine's Day, is in its 21st year.
It's good.
Leslie Herman is the chair of the event.
Every year it gets larger. So, and it doesn't matter what the weather is, unless it's a huge snowstorm and you can't drive in it, but folks come out, rain, snow, cold, usually an attendance of about 10,000 people that come out.
Many visitors start their chocolate day with a chocolate chip pancake breakfast served by volunteers. In the chocolate tasting area, about 40 local vendors showcase their products.
How are we doing it?
Debbie Walsh has been bringing a variety of chocolate concoctions here for 20 years.
I enjoy coming here each and every year, meeting a lot of the same faces each and every year, and making people happy and giving them good chocolate. I'm often top seller.
The festival offers some sweet competitions as well, such as the Chocolate Challenge. Amateur and professional chocolatiers can enter their creations in the contest sponsored by George Mason University. Joe Wilson is the school's Nutrition and Food Studies Department Manager.
The judges tasted them this morning, but not the public. The entries are judged on taste, precision, and the creation itself.
Visitors can also vote for their favorites and bid on donated cakes at the silent auction. Outside the tasting area, there is a decidedly non-chocolate activity offered by a local motorcycle group.
We're here today as eye candy. All these Harley bikes are fun for people to see and to sit on and to look at and just be sort of an attraction, one of the little things that people do when they come downtown Fairfax to enjoy the Chocolate Lovers Festival.
Herman says the festival is not just about chocolate and fun.
Part of the benefit is bringing business into the downtown. Another benefit is the grant recipient that's chosen by our Chocolate Lovers Festival Committee, which this year is Best Buddies.
That charitable effort is why Melissa Guzman, who runs a chocolate fountain business, has been participating in the festival for a decade.
25% of all of the monies that are taken in by the vendors are given to a charity that has been selected by the committee. So it allows all of us to be able to give back to our community.
And that's something everyone can love. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.